Lena, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast this morning. How long have you been living in Cape Town now?
Good morning. I've lived in Cape Town for a bit over than 5 years, 5.5 years.
All right. And you are originally from Donetsk in Ukraine?
From Donetsk region, yes. I'm originally from Gorlovka. That's close to Donetsk. So that's the territory that is currently being occupied.
It must be very frightening for you to see what's happening in the moment. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
Oh, wow. That's quite a question. It's difficult to describe. I was really shocked, and I'm still shocked and shaken with all the news. You know, we kind of were expecting something to start to happen, because since November, the situation has been escalating. It was, you know, rising up and dying a bit. But we were kind of, knowing from experience from before, I knew that something was going to happen. But until the last moment, you just hope that it will still be safe. So I'm quite worried and quite shaken still with all the news. So it's really hard to focus on your everyday life and other things when, you know, this big, massive invasion is happening.
Lena, I'm sure you've got friends and family back home. Have you been in touch with them?
Yes, definitely. I've been in touch with a lot of people. Luckily, we still have the connection with everyone. So the telecommunications are quite good in Ukraine, and from what I see, they're all still intact. So, yes, I've been in contact with everyone, and everyone is in contact with everyone just because people worry so much and they want to make sure that everyone is safe.
Your family and friends, are they trying to leave Ukraine? Are they trying to get out the country and go somewhere else, or are they going to try and just knuckle down and ride it out?
They're just trying to wait it out. I know a couple of people, they are trying to make some contacts with people from Poland, for example, and maybe, you know, travel there. But at the moment, it's very difficult to leave because the air is closed. You can't actually leave if you want to go to another country that you need a visa. You want to be able to get one because a lot of embassies and consulates have closed down. And even if they still have presence in Ukraine, they do not process any applications at the moment, just because at least yesterday everyone was trying to be at home and not go to work. At least that's what I know with the South African embassy. So it is really impossible to leave at the moment, and the Ukrainian government hasn't announced, you know, the state when they would encourage people, you know, to flee or to run somewhere. At the moment, the instruction is, you know, try to stay at home, try to stay calm, and make sure you have enough supplies and you have the emergency bag ready.
Lena, it's quite an emotional situation. I read, for example, earlier this week that some young Ukrainian children were sent to school with their blood types on their school clothes, just in case there's some shelling and there's some bombing and something happens and they end up being hospitalized. That's a terrible scene, a terrible thing to imagine.
It is quite terrible. I have a friend who is still in Donetsk, and she has little children, and they have been doing drills with children, you know, to run down to the basement and to grab their bags if they need to. And kids have been drilled so well that they basically say, "Mama, can we go and have a cake when all the bombings and shellings are over, and then we don't need to hide in the basement," which absolutely breaks my heart. Kids start treating it as a norm, like, you know, this is the way that it's supposed to be. Although for us, it's really shocking.
Lena, there are protests. There are some planned in Cape Town and Pretoria for today. Here, there are protests in Russia as well, in St. Petersburg itself. The relationship between Ukrainians and Russians, from your personal point of view, is that a good relationship?
You know, it's very difficult to say. At the moment, I think for the last 8 years, a lot of work has been done to, you know, break the relationship apart and to break families apart and to create this sense and feeling of, you know, hatred and aggression towards each other. I personally have relatives who live in Russia, but it's very difficult to maintain good relationship with them. I mean, we've always been kind to each other, but now it seems like every time we call each other or we start conversation, the topic of politics is unavoidable. And I don't know why, but every time we get in touch with my relatives, they try to persuade us that we are wrong, that, you know, we've watched the news and this is what is happening for real. And we're saying, no, this is not what is happening, because we can see, we are in the country, we can actually see this. We're not just being told. So the relationship is a bit tricky now. I would say it depends on person. There are some people who are very supportive and understanding of the situations, and there are other people that just want to talk politics. And, you know, if you touch this ground, then that's where the fights start to happen and a lot of contention. So I would say the relationships right now are not the best. They could have been better. They could have been more support and more understanding and more compassion. But unfortunately, there's a lot of contention happening right now.
Lena, the whole situation is quite surreal. Even for us just watching it on social media and on TV, we're standing there with our mouths open thinking we cannot believe that it's come to this. Where do you think the situation is going to go to from here?
It's very difficult to project. I've personally heard the ideas that, oh, you know, it's only for one day, or it's only for a week or two. Honestly, I'm a bit less optimistic, just again, from my experience in the past with the Donetsk and Lugansk areas. We were also told, we also thought that it was going to be just for a week or two. When people evacuated back then, we thought, okay, well, maybe for a month, maybe until the end of summer. And then, you know, it's been 8 years now. So I don't actually know. It's very difficult to predict. I really hope that the international community that will show a bit more support and put a bit more pressure on the situation. And I'm hoping that and probably only that will enable the situation to stabilize a bit and maybe resolve. But if not, then I'm afraid, this is again my personal view on the situation. I think that it's in someone's interest, big interest, in Putin's interest, to keep Ukraine destabilized for as long as possible.
I can hear the emotion in your voice, Lena. We've got to wrap up the conversation, and thank you for your time. But I want to know, your family, your close relatives, are they going to be okay? Are you okay emotionally? Are you guys surviving?
Yes, well, we are. I hope everyone's going to be okay. Like I said, we've lived through this before, and we're kind of ready despite, you know, the emotions running high. So I think, yeah, people's spirit is quite strong. So I think we will get over this. We will get through this. You know, Ukrainians are fighters by nature. So I don't think that anyone is going to give up at this point.
Well, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning and thinking of you, and stay strong.
Thank you. Thank you so much.